Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, we've talked a lot about the crowd at Citizens Bank Park. We've talked a lot about the environment with the Phillies, the Red Hot Phillies. So we wanted to talk to somebody else who is new to this situation, brand new to the whole scene, and that's Michael Lorenzen. Michael Lorenzen, remember, all-star Michael Lorenzen with the Detroit Tigers this year, then goes to the Phillies at the trade deadline, throws a no-hitter, runs in a little bit of a rough patch toward the end of the year, but now finds himself on a playoff roster as a relief pitcher, and also finds himself staring at, yes, another round of free agencies in a contract year. So it's interesting to talk to Michael about that, but it's also to get his perspective after being in Cincinnati for so long and then going to the Angels and then going to the Tigers and now the Phillies, to get his perspective on what is what. And if you want to know what is what, if you want to know how different this whole scene is, you're going to want to listen to this catch up with Michael Lorenzen. So here you go. Baseball's been boring on the go. Free agent to be. What the Phillies taught Michael Lorenzen.
Seeing like this in person, we've talked a lot about the crowd and the environment and everything, and you hear about it and you see it on TV, whatever. So, but for you, what's it been like?
Honestly, before the playoffs started, all the reporters and everything, like, oh, we know you've heard about the Red October, and honestly, I haven't heard a ton about the Red October beforehand or whatever that was, and being good friends with Syndergaard, we talked about it a little bit, just his experience. But the World Series, of course, I'm sure is insane. But so you're just kind of like, yeah, like it's the playoffs. Of course, it's going to be a crazy atmosphere, but it's on another level. Like it's on a completely different level than anything I've ever experienced. The fans are on their feet the entire first inning, every single pitch. And throughout the rest of the game as well, the Aaron Nola, while he's warming up to get ready for his start, his music just is muted in the background. His walkout music is completely muted in the background because the fans are louder. And like these sound systems in these stadiums are insane. So that just goes to show you how wild it is. It's on a completely.
You can't remember.
Until you experience it, like you won't believe it.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. And the fans here have the biggest hearts, and they're so passionate. And we just love playing for them.
I proclaim, because the Phillies have the best home winning percentage, right, in postseason.
Okay. Yeah. I saw that stat.
Yeah. So you could make a case that this is the best home postseason crowd ever. Like, you know, and who knows? We can have sound meters, but we can make that case.
Yeah, I think not even in just baseball. Like, I think in a lot of sports that this it feels like kind of like a World Cup style atmosphere. I'm not that big of a soccer fan, but I can't imagine what a World Cup atmosphere would be over in Europe or over, you know, whatever it may be. But it feels like it would be like...
Have you ever been like to like a sporting event that's...
Not like that.
No, not like
that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this just, it's absolutely, it's incredible. And I've come here for 9 years now, on opposing teams. And warming up in that bullpen's never fun during the regular season.
Yeah.
And so I can't imagine, you know, they're just getting obliterated up there the entire game. Starting pitcher's getting absolutely obliterated before he comes in, and you're trying to stick to your plan, and you got to battle, you know, the thoughts of what you want to say to the fans, or like, I'm not going to say anything, and I'm just going to keep doing my... So you're bad. You're not even focusing on, you know, what you need to be focusing on. And it's a thing, man. You see the pitchers come out and they're huffing and puffing and they're throwing absolutely as hard as they possibly can because they're pissed at the fans and they're making mistakes that they wouldn't regularly make.
Yeah, and it is a thing.
I mean, oh, man, it's a thing for sure. And I haven't played for a big market, you know, where the fans are like this in Philly. And, you know, going to big markets, you know, with Cincinnati and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Being on this side of it, I see now all the, you know, guys come in to pitch, and like I said, they're huffing and puffing and they're angry. You could tell like they got into it with a fan up there before they came in.
Oh yeah, well listen, and the last thing is, so you sort of touched on it, which is I'm sure you have a lot of great friends in Detroit. You had a great experience, All-Star game and everything. But can you, where you've landed here? It's such a blessing, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever looked back or had the time to say, oh, my goodness, like how things have worked out in that sense, right?
It's been an incredible year for me. Me and my wife talked about it all the time of, you know, being able to go to an All-Star game and then getting traded to a team like this and throwing a no-hitter and then being able to go possibly to the World Series and win a World Series. Like, what more can you ask for in a season? And you know, this group of guys is special. So, I hope to come back. You know, I'm going to be a free agent this year at the end of the year, and I hope to come back. But I'm really like taking in everything with how the guys interact with one another, how the leaders lead on this team. Just because this is as real of a team as I've ever seen with the guys.
Yeah.
And I really like. As a player, you always want to play for a team like that so you can, you know what it feels like, you know what it is like. It's not just stories now. You play, you lived it, and if you ever get a chance to, you know, try and recreate it, like if I weren't to be able to come back here to try and recreate this type of vibe in the clubhouse, it's incredible. So I'm like, I'm taking it all in and taking notes and like, wow, this guy does this and this guy does this and we need this type of personality and this guy. Like, that's why this is, like, super valuable to have this. So it's just, I'm just taking it all in, man.
And I'm sorry, you just reminded me, but going through, you know, have you had a contract year before? No?
This is my third contract year.
Third contract.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
I apologize.
So,
that's terrible.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
But so being a third contract year, you know, going through it every time is different. Like, first year, you're probably, like, very anxious. So how has that been?
It's anxious every year, to be honest, because this is my ninth season in the big leagues, and every year has been a one-year, you know, prove it every single year. Going in, I had a good, you know, career out of the bullpen with Cincinnati, and then that my free agent year I got hurt, and then ended up strained my subscap and then tore my hamstring tagging from third because they had me doing the two-way thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was a nightmare of a year. And then in 22 was last year. So got to start for the first time with the Angels. And so you're doing something completely new, something that I wanted to do, something that I loved. But you're also learning. So that was the learning curve. And there's a lot of pressure, you know, on a one-year deal to perform. And then this year you're now it's like, okay, well, now I've learned. Let's make those adjustments. Let's apply them and see how well I do. And then I'm on another one, you know. So it's every single year for 9 years. It would be nice to have.
Well, I tell you what, when you're sitting there, no matter what happens, even before the no-hitter, you're at the All-Star game. You're like, okay, this is going to be a little bit better for you.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. So, it's been good. So it'll be nice to hopefully, you know. Just be able to play baseball and not have to worry about any of that stuff.
Well,
you know, Harper said something really cool in the media. I don't know if you saw, but it was talking about like the pressure that he had and his pressure was, you know, go number one in the draft and take care of his family. And it's like, man, that's incredible, because I'm still, like, I'm still there. I'm still trying to take care of the family and still trying to do that, because I have, you know, brothers and mom and, you know, their kids and stuff like that. So I still feel that pressure, and I'm like, man, to be able to just play, like I see that when he plays. It's incredible, and it's awesome to watch. I can't wait to be able to play like that one day. It's going to be fun.
Well, it's going to be a great offseason, and most importantly, enjoy yourself.
Hopefully we get a ring too to celebrate that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.